Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. Later today, Parks Racing near Philadelphia will present the Gallant Bob Stakes, a Grade 2 sprint for three-year-olds at a distance of 6 furlongs for a purse of $300,000. It's a race which pays tribute to the first Pennsylvania-based thoroughbred ever to be named an Eclipse champion. No one would deny that the last 25 to 30 years have produced some tremendous Pennsylvania-bred racehorses. Names like Stormcat, Gopher Wand, and Smarty Jones come to mind. But Gallant Bob does not belong in that category. For starters, his roots were more blue-collar than blue-blooded. And for that matter, he was not a Pennsylvania bred. Foaled in the spring of 1972, Gallant Bob was a Kentucky-bred son of Gallant Romeo who found his way to the Keystone State when he was just 6 months old. That's because Pennsylvania businessman Robert Bob Horton bought him at the Keeneland Sales as a weanling in November of 1972. At the time, Pennsylvania was still in its infancy as a thoroughbred racing state. Liberty Bell Park had opened in 1969 near Philadelphia in an attempt to help stop the flow of Pennsylvania residents who for years had been crossing the Ben Franklin Bridge to bet on pari-mutuel horse racing in New Jersey. And so Gallant Bob came to Liberty Bell to make his debut as a thoroughbred racehorse in July of 1974. He was entered in a 5.5 furlong race for two-year-olds with a claiming price of $12,500. It was a nondescript race full of lightly regarded, unproven young racing prospects. But Gallant Bob managed to generate some excitement that day, winning his career debut and lighting up the tote board by paying $94 on a $2 mutual ticket. A few weeks later, on August 31st, 1974, the $100,000 Kindergarten Stakes went to the post for what would be the final thoroughbred stakes ever held at Liberty Bell. A brand new racing facility, boasting a price tag of $30 million, was opening later that fall just down the road, and it would be called Keystone Racetrack. And so the Kindergarten Stakes brought down the curtain at Liberty Bell, and it produced a stretch battle between Gallant Bob and a colt named Master Derby. Gallant Bob set the pace that day, blazing an opening quarter in 21 3/5 seconds and an opening half mile in 44 4. Master Derby came running late, catching the pace setter in the shadow of the wire to prevail by a half length. But even in defeat, Gallant Bob had caught the attention of turf rider Russ Harris of the Philadelphia Inquirer, who referred to Gallant Bob's torrid pace as, quote, the most dazzling display of speed by a two-year-old ever at Liberty Bell, end quote. Both Gallant Bob and Master Derby would enjoy considerable success as three-year-olds in 1975. Master Derby would distinguish himself as the winner of the Preakness Stakes, and Gallant Bob would bypass the Triple Crown season to focus on sprint races in a campaign which began on New Year's Day and did not end until the final week of December. Gallant Bob loved Keystone, winning 5 stakes at the track that year. But he would also win stakes races at 6 other racing facilities, with jockey Jerry Galatano aboard for trainer Joe Marquette. Gallant Bob rolled to 13 stakes victories in 17 outings, making him only the 4th thoroughbred in history to win as many as 13 stakes races in a single season. He was the first to do so since Citation in 1948, with the others being Hamburg and Hindu, who had done their running in the 19th century. The season concluded with Gallant Bob being named the Eclipse Champion Sprinter of 1975. Gallant Bob would win the Pominock Handicap at Aqueduct in January of 1976 for his 9th consecutive stakes victory before suffering a 4-race winless streak. He bounced back with a win at Keeneland in April in the Phoenix Stakes, tying the track record at 6 furlongs in 108-2. But winning proved more difficult thereafter. Gallant Bob continued racing through December of 1979, when the gelding concluded his career with a record of 23 wins in 77 starts for earnings of $489,000. Today, Gallant Bob will be remembered once again with the running of the annual stakes race named in his honor. The people of Philadelphia and the management and staff of Parks Racing have never forgotten the Kentucky-bred gelding who became the first Eclipse Award winner ever based in Pennsylvania. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.